Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 719 years ago, today, in 1305, William Wallace was executed in London for treason, condemned for leading the Scottish resistance forces during the first years of the long and ultimately successful struggle to free Scotland from English rule. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-to-chest-high swell on Friday and Saturday mornings, building to chest-to-shoulder-high sets in the afternoons. Sunday will have waist-high swell. Friday through Monday mornings will be glassy with offshore winds, turning semi-choppy in the afternoons with onshore winds. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair in the morning until 9 at 2 to 3 feet. Then it bumps up to 3 to 4 feet and choppy until sunset. We might get an hour of fair conditions before the sun goes down. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a half-foot low tide when the southwest swell is 3.5 feet at 12 seconds and the onshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be a half-foot at 6 a.m. with a 5.5-foot high tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 75 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's foggy and feels like 64 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:23 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:18. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with temperatures near 69 and a gentle west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 64 and a light northwest breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Saturday with highs near 69 and patchy fog at night. From Sunday through Tuesday, mornings will have patchy fog clearing by 11 a.m. with mostly sunny days and highs in the low 70s. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s and patchy fog returning after 11 p.m. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego-bound combat ship, the USS Kingsville, will be commissioned Saturday in Corpus Christi, Texas. This marks the next-to-last Independence-class combat ship scheduled to be built for the Navy. The 418-foot vessel will later take a berth at Naval Station San Diego, home to 16 other ships. Kingsville is designed to travel upwards of 45 miles per hour, making it one of the Navy's fastest vessels, capable of various roles from searching for sea mines to enforcing maritime law. The USS Abraham Lincoln, also based in San Diego, has now arrived in the Middle East. The United States Central Command confirmed this on Wednesday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin instructed the carrier 10 days ago to speed up its transit to the region to potentially assist Israel against a possible attack by Iran. Lincoln is the flagship of a carrier strike group that includes the San Diego-based destroyers USS Spruance and the USS O'Kane. Now on to sports. Joey Votto, a potential future Hall of Famer, announced his retirement yesterday. Votto, who spent his entire 17-year career with the Cincinnati Reds, decided to retire after a series of moments, including prolonged recovery from injury, declining performance, and a contemplative family lunch. Votto stated, the fans come to watch hunger and aggression. They come to watch people playing at their very, very best, and he feels like he can't fulfill that call any longer. His career included an MVP award, 6 All-Star appearances, and a Gold Glove. In local sports, the Padres at home lost to the Mets, 8-3. And tonight, they're back at it for Game 2 of this series with the Mets. In top news, a construction worker in Glatterdal, Germany, stumbled upon a hidden stash of medieval coins from around 1320 AD. Klaus Volker, while laying underground piping, discovered what he described as small metal plates. The coins, totaling almost 2,000, were enough to buy 150 sheep back around that time period. Archaeologists uncovered the coins from various mints in Germany, Switzerland, and France despite challenging weather. This extensive discovery offers new insights into medieval coin circulation and mining in the Glatterdal region, historically significant for the Dukes of Freiburg. In business news, the NFL is considering changing its rules to allow private equity firms and institutional investors to buy stakes in teams. This decision is expected to be discussed and potentially voted on by NFL team owners and executives in Minneapolis on August 27th. If approved, private equity firms could own up to 30% of a single franchise, with no single firm holding more than 10%. Firms like Arcta's Partners and Ares Management are already in talks with the league. However, actual investments may still take months to materialize as NFL teams finalize the details. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $60,400. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $143. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has released a new beta firmware for AirPods Pro ahead of the iOS 18 launch next month. This update introduces features like head gestures, allowing users to accept or reject calls by shaking their heads. It also improves voice isolation in noisy environments and enhances custom spatial audio for gaming. The beta firmware is exclusive to AirPods Pro 2. This update will download automatically when paired with an internet-connected iPhone. And in entertainment news, Cristiano Ronaldo, the Portuguese soccer star, has broken a YouTube record with his new channel. In just 24 hours, he gained 20 million subscribers. On Wednesday, Ronaldo launched his channel, inviting followers to join him on his new journey. With only 12 videos, he quickly became the fastest channel to reach both 1 million and 20 million subscribers. As of Thursday afternoon, he has over 22 million subscribers. Ronaldo, who has played for top teams like Manchester United and Real Madrid, now joins other athletes like Tom Brady on YouTube, promising more content to come. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Scottish knight, William Wallace. And he said, when I was a boy, the priest, my uncle, carefully inculcated upon me this proverb, which I then learned and have ever since kept in my mind. Dico tibi virum, libertas optima rerum, numquam servili, sub nexu vivido, fili. This means, I tell you a truth. Liberty is the best of things, my son. Never live under any slavish bond. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.